there, Richard Rose speaking. Welcome to another podcast. The song you've just heard is Running Wild, as rendered by the great Duke Ellington Band on a 1930 recording. It's the theme song of my podcast, Running Wild with Richard. As an award-winning author, I've let my imagination run wild to create the plots of my short stories, novels, and screenplays. And if you have some goal you want to achieve, well, heck, give it a try, and I'll bet you can get the job done. As some of my blogs and podcast followers may know, I have occasionally poked a little harmless fun at my hometown of Kokomo, Indiana. This blog deals with a prenuptial bachelor party thrown by Vic Pinnell, an affluent man about town. But little did Vic know that his party would put Kokomo on the national map as a version of the Feast of Belshazzar. An account of that infamous feast appears in chapter 5 of the book of Daniel. It tells the story of when Belshazzar, the Babylonian king, held a great feast and drinks for thousands of his lords that turned into an orgy of debauchery. Now, the Kokomo version was no orgy, but was referred to as one. And this is how that happened. The party took place on November 27, 1920 at the Kokomo Country Club. Vic went whole hog with the event. Elaborate handmade invitations were sent to 150 prominent business and professional men. Most accepted. Although Prohibition had gone into effect in January 1920, Vic managed to provide his guests with an abundance of whiskey imported from Canada, not in cases, but in barrels. This not only enlivened the party, but turned it into a virtual riot. Many guests were so inebriated they had to be rounded up and transported to their residences. A few of them were found passed out on the golf course. Even the waiters over-imbibed from the liquor left behind. All in all, it was quite a party. So much so that within a week, the story went viral. This happened when it was reported in the Kokomo Tribune. The story created a sensation that made headlines all over the country. The reference to the biblical feast was first made by a local minister who said, and I quote, "The revel would have made Belshazzar look like a piker." Other ministers notified authorities that the party was a blatant breach of the law. This provoked a federal investigation. The expanded story referred to the party as, and I quote again, "an orgy that overshadowed the Feast of Belshazzar." Its fame grew, but so did the repercussions. Prohibition agents arrested poor Vic, and he was imprisoned for a short time. What happened to him after that is not known. I only hope that the nuptials were not performed behind bars, or for that matter, in a bar, and Vic was sober enough to repeat the vows. All for now, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and you're not under the impression that I am maligning Kokomo. I love my hometown, and return there often to get together with friends, some of whom were high school classmates. For more about Kokomo and my blogs and podcasts, visit my website at richardroseauthor.com and search for High School Hijinks. That's richardroseauthor.com and search for High School Hijinks. I think you'll enjoy them. Have a great day, and remember to let your imagination run.